You may remember a story we featured last month about an unprecedented visit taken by Palestinian university students to the concentration camp memorial in Auschwitz. The group's professor was trying to break taboos about the Holocaust in Palestinian society, but when the group got back, there was uproar. Students demonstrated, the professor got death threats, the university distanced itself, and other teachers kicked him out of the teachers' union. As Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem, the question now is whether he resigns, gets fired, or patches things up.
Mohamed Dajani's trip to Auschwitz was part of a project with Israeli universities. Israeli students visited Palestinian refugees. Dajani says he was researching how those kinds of encounters might create empathy for the opposite side's suffering, something sorely lacking in this conflict. But Dajani says he didn't break any university rules because the trip was unaffiliated with the school. And he says he's not even a member of the union that kicked him out. But he says the message sent by other professors is loud and clear.
I think it was meant to insult. It was meant to humiliate. And so they want to set me as an example in order for people to be afraid to actually think in terms of dialogue with the other or in terms of reconciliation with the other.
Al-Quds University used to be different. It hosted dozens of joint projects with Israeli universities. But in 2008, citing an unending barrage of rocket fire, Israel declared war on Gaza. Palestinian civilians were killed, and the university said no to any new initiatives with Israelis. Other Palestinian universities also shunned cooperation with Israeli academics. It's part of a larger movement in Palestinian society against what's called normalization, collaborating with Israelis as if there's no conflict and relations are normal. Israeli economics professor Eyal Winters thinks the strategy is counterproductive for Palestinians. He used to conduct a behavioral economics study with Al-Quds University using game theory to look at the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Israel has one of the best academic environments in the world. And just nearby, there are several universities that are craving more support in academia, right? Lectures in scientific collaborators, and so forth. And these are being denied from them, and I think it's unfair.
He thinks it's bolstering those Israelis who say Israel doesn't have a partner for peace.
They come up and say, they won't even collaborate with you. How can we reach a peace agreement with these people?
And Israelis point to something else they find troubling. While people like Dajani are denounced, this is welcomed. Students last November staged a rally with masked demonstrators carrying fake weapons next to posters depicting suicide bombers. Whoever sells out his own people is a traitor, go the lyrics to this song. The university-sanctioned demo led Brandeis University in Massachusetts to suspend its own partnership with Al-Quds. Another demonstration like this also happened a few months ago. Al-Quds' incoming president, Imad Aboukishk, defends the rallies.
We are representing all levels and all sectors of the Palestinian society. So we have jihad, we have Islamic movement, we have Fatah movement. We are a creating environment of democracy.
He says all Palestinian political views are welcome on campus. But Professor Dajani says professors who believe in joint projects with Israelis are learning their views are not wanted.
Now they are seeing what's happening with me and they are worried about if they would be the next target.
Dajani says a dean at the university was attacked and beaten recently because he runs a joint initiative with an Israeli university. The longtime Al-Quds president, Sari Nusaybeh, was also attacked once for his pro-peace stance. He's quitting. Now the question is, will Dajani stay? Because of all the controversy, he's submitted his resignation. But the incoming university president says he doesn't want Dajani to go, and neither does Dajani.
I have actually already received offers to teach abroad, but I don't want to do that because there is a need for me here much more than any other place, because I can see the impact on my students and how it changed the way they feel and the way they think and their behavior.
He wants university officials to publicly reject his resignation to send a strong signal of support for his freedom of expression. He says if he doesn't hear back by Sunday, he'll leave. He's still waiting for their decision. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.